Let's assume that the business has prepared a cash budget or a budgeted cash flow statement, and that report indicates there may be a cash shortage in the budget period. What are some appropriate responses by management to a possible cash shortage in the budget period? There's lots of possible strategies that are available to management. It's probably a good idea to look at this from two points of view, from what the management can do internally to try and bring about a better liquidity situation before it decides to borrow externally. So let's think about it in two ways. A, what can management do within the business itself to try and improve the cash situation before it starts to consider actual borrowings from external sources to overcome the short-term liquidity problem identified by the cash budget. So in general terms, of course, the business will want to try and increase cash receipts and or decrease cash payments, because by doing that, it'll lead to an increased cash balance. Now, we can increase cash receipts via improving the stock turnover and improving the debtors turnover. How can we do that? How can we improve stock turnover and debtors turnover? Stock turnover, this is the speed at which stock is sold and replaced. And this can be achieved through, for example, improving the stock mix, trying to match the product more closely to the customer tastes and preferences, improving our marketing, which would include analyzing the markup, improving the merchandising, and being involved in more effective advertising. Of course, the business wants to convert the stock into cash sales or credit sales at a faster rate. Now, if they are credit sales, then we need also, or the business needs to improve debtor management, because by doing so, they will improve the debtor's turnover, that is, the speed at which average debtors convert into cash. So there's lots of particular strategies management could use to try and achieve this. Initially, it starts with effective credit screening to try and screen out bad or tardy debtors in the first place. But then, of course, you would examine things such as the rapid invoicing, rapid issuing of statements, the use of discount or increasing discounts, effective use of debtors' aging analysis, that is, being able to pinpoint or target or identify tardy debtors early as possible to try and increase the chances of more speedy repayment. There's lots of other strategies that could be used. Trying to improve the speed at which debtors convert into cash. That's a job of management. So if we improve the stock turnover and or improve the debtors turnover, this is the same thing as saying improving the cash cycle. The cash cycle is stock turnover plus debtors turnover. It's a measurement in days, how long it takes on average for stock to turn into, to be sold, and for debtors to be converted into cash. The shorter the cash cycle, the better. Another strategy that management should consider, of course, is trying to increase the days in the creditors' turnover indicator. It wants to take longer to pay its creditors, to give another 2, 3, 5, 10 days before it has to actually meet its commitments to its trade suppliers. So it involves, of course, negotiating with the suppliers to try and extend the terms. And that's when the business can call on its relationships with the suppliers to try and extend the terms, to just give it a bit more time to receive the cash inflow from stock and debtors before it has to meet its own requirements to pay its creditors. Other strategies would include, of course, analysing each of the cash outflow areas to justify them. This is expense control. Analysing all the expenses, all the payments, with a view to try and either decreasing their rate of increase or perhaps eliminating some unnecessary cash payments. One of those might be the owner's own drawings. So the owner, him or herself, should analyse drawings with a view to reducing drawings if possible. And there could also be a need to actually inject some cash into the business, capital contributions by the owner, to get over a short-term cash shortage situation. Another factor that's not often thought about is it possible or is it appropriate for the business to change its ownership structure? At the moment, it is a sole trader, that is, a business owned by one person. It might benefit if it moves to a partnership form of organisation, that is, taking on new partners who bring in not only their skills and their expertise, but they also bring cash, liquidity. So that may be a way of getting over a short-term liquidity problem, but also perhaps sustaining the business into the medium and longer term. Consider changing the business ownership structure from sole trader into partnership or into a company situation, and by doing so, providing the business with additional sources of finance, in particular, cash resources. So once the business has analysed these internal methods to try and bring about a better liquidity situation, they should then consider external sources. And of course, the first one that most businesses would consider would be the bank overdraft. If they do not have a bank overdraft, they should look to meet with a bank manager and get access to a bank overdraft facility. That enables the bank to the business to continue to write checks even when it has no money in the bank. The bank honours those checks up to a particular limit. It costs money to do this, and the business would have to provide security, usually the owner's personal assets, e.g. their house, upper security against the possibility of defaulting on the repayments of their overdraft. So bank overdraft, that would be one of the first external sources of finance that most small businesses would seek. The overdraft facility. If they already have one, it might be that they need to negotiate an increase in the overdraft limit to be able to get over a cash shortage situation which has been identified by the cash budget or the budgeted cash flow statement. There are additional sources of finance available other than bank overdraft. Term loans is the other most popular access or source of finance. Term loans. This is when, for example, a business borrows an amount, say $10,000, and it decides the repayment terms to be over, say, 5 years or 10 years. It has to decide how long it should take to repay the $10,000. So it has a choice. Is it good to pay it back quickly or take a longer time? This is an issue because it does have an impact on liquidity. If the business decides to pay back this term loan quicker, say in 2 or 3 years rather than 7 or 8 or 9 years, then it has to repay more per month. So there's going to be a greater impact on liquidity in the short term because the repayments are relatively higher than if it takes the loan out over a longer period of time. So more pressure on liquidity, the shorter the term of the loan. The benefit is that the overall interest paid by the business on the loan will be less if the term of the loan is less. Shorter term, less interest. Longer term, more interest. But the benefit of a longer term, e.g. going from 5 years to say 10 years, is that the monthly repayments or the quarterly repayments will be less over a longer period of time. So there's less impact on liquidity the longer the term of the loan. Each of the repayments will be less, so less cash outflow. There is another sort of loan too that is sometimes available. It's called an interest-only loan. And this is where a business accesses finance and pays back, or the repayments are interest only over the life of the loan, interest only. This means that each of the repayments would be less than they would have been if it had taken out a normal term loan which repays principal and interest in the repayments. So interest only loans, the repayments are just interest, so the amount repaid is less, so it has less impact on liquidity for each installment, each payment. The problem, of course, is that at the end of the loan, the end of the term of the interest-only loan, the full amount of the principal has to be repaid in one lump at the end. And of course, that's going to have a massive effect on cash outflow at the end of the loan.